sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, has made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. A song or a psalm for the Sabbath day. And as this is the first Sabbath of the new year, truly, truly, we should triumph in the work of his hands. Heavenly Father, we come before you just thankful, Lord, that you saw fit for us to see the close and the beginning of another year. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to once again be in your presence, in your house, in the midst of your people. Father God, in your presence, we lay all of our burdens down. And Lord, we just lift up holy hands and bless your wonderful name. Father, we don't know what the future holds, but we know, oh God, that in your hands lies our future. And we know that your thoughts towards us are good, that we might have a hope in a future. Bless this service this day. Bless us and set us on our journey through this next year, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
So we
wonderful opportunity to be in God's house, especially in this new year, 2011. A wonderful opportunity for you to spend time with each other, but most of all, spend time with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to welcome each and every one of you all to Imani, where God is, where you have an opportunity to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want you to know that God wants to make a difference in each and every one of you all's lives. So you're here at the right time. Amen? You're here at the right time. Once again, we want to welcome all of our guests. I'm so glad. I know that Sister Janelle and Armando, right? Armando, I met Armando back there, and I had to let him know once again that Janelle are one of my girls. Somebody ought to say amen. I just love the bank girls. But I want to congratulate you all in your marriage. Just stand one more time so we can see the newlyweds. The newlyweds. Somebody ought to say amen. A little later in the service that we are going to have a baby dedication for Janelle and Armando, and also for Gabby and Dominique. Dominique. So I want to invite you guys in the service just a little later. We're going to have that opportunity to be able to present their children to God. And guess what? You are going to be a part of that ceremony. Somebody ought to say amen. Isn't that the beauty to be able to have, as a small church, we're able to gather together and to do that as a family. I want to encourage you all. I want you to know that this year needs to be different than any other year you've ever had. I want you to know that this day, this moment, and this time, you have an opportunity to move from the things of the past and to focus on today what God wants to do in your life. And so throughout this service, what God is looking for, and I want you to know that already, he is looking for worshipers. There will be a time where you will not have that opportunity to be worshipers. As we know, and we are a church that believes that Jesus is coming again, somebody ought to say amen. Amen. That soon and very soon that we will see our Savior. There will be a time where you will not be able to gather like this and worship. And so I want to encourage you on the first Sabbath of the year. that you will enter into the worship service. Because the way that you start off the year, somebody ought to say amen, is the way that you're going to end the year. And so let's start off with a bang. Let's today worship him in spirit and in truth. Those things that were in the past on last year, sister, brother, that was last year. Forgetting those things that are in the past, that are behind you. The Bible says that any man, and that's woman too, having their hand on the plow, looking forward, not backwards. Because those who look backwards is not worthy of the kingdom. That's what the word of God says. So if you're staying focused on the past. So I want to encourage you on today that as we are here in 2011, that your focus be on what God is going to do for you right now. What does the future hold? Ladies and gentlemen, your future begins today. God bless you and have a wonderful Sabbath. Things he has done. When I arrived at church this morning and I came and positioned myself here in Sabbath school, and I was listening to the word, thank you, Brother Joe and Devon, for setting the tone for Sabbath school. But when I came out for a second, I saw a young man, and I want to highlight this young man for a second. Because when I was walking through, I saw the young man. There he is right there. I want the young man to stand. He knows what I'm talking about. I want him to stand for a second. I want you to see that guy smile. Look at his smile. His smile lights up a room. You can be seated. Brother, what's your name? Mark? Martin. Martin. There you go. There you go. Martin, you can be seated. I saw this guy, and I loved his smile. I don't know about you, but. We ought to be praising the Lord. We ought to be smiling. I am so thankful. I am so thankful. Because it was the Lord that brought us to this point. There are so many things that we need to be thankful for. There are so many things that we need to be praising God for. Life, because you're alive. Health and strength. But we've gotten to the point that we don't want to praise God anymore with our mouths. And so when I say praise the Lord, we're still looking at him. You ought to be praised. When I say praise the Lord, you ought to say what? Not praise David Richardson. I can see if you're sitting there if I say praise David Richardson. I can understand that. But when I say praise the Lord, you are his creation. And the Bible says with everything that you have, that you've got to praise him. And I think we've gotten too lazy. But we're not going to be like that in 2011. You need to praise him with everything that you have. And so it's prayer time. And I know that Joe has something he wants to share as he prays with us today. But I want you to know that as the tone is being set today, that from your mouth, you ought to praise him. With your feet, you ought to praise him. With your hands, you ought to praise him. With your head, you ought to praise him. For he is worthy to be praised. The last time I checked, he was still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The last time I checked, he was still the creator of the universe. The last time I checked, he was still the Omega, the Alpha. The last time I checked, he is the bridge over troubled water. There ought to be something that you ought to be thankful for. And so in 2011, we're going to praise him. We're going to magnify his name. We're going to worship him with everything that we have. God, the way we start off 2011 is the way that we're going to be for the whole year. But I want you to know, church, that I'm going to praise him with everything that I have. In 2011, I'm going to make my mark. I'm going to let the world know that Jesus saves. I'm going to let the world know that Jesus is coming back again.
For the Bible says in Revelations chapter 14, the Bible talks about there are three angels. Come on now. And the Bible says Babylon is fallen. Come out. 2011. I'm not going to mingle with the things of this world. But I'm going to focus my attention on my Lord and my Savior. This morning, Lord, as we pray, we're going to ask, listen to this, for a double portion of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The same Spirit that will keep us and the same Spirit that will make a difference in the lives of others. That's the emotions. Joe, you talked about emotions in Sabbath school. That's my emotion today, is to give it all to our Lord and Savior. I want to invite those of you all. I want to invite those of you all who say, Pastor, I agree with what you're saying. It's on point that this is my year, and I'm going to praise him. This is my year. I'm going to give God my very best. And watch this. When you give God your very best, it's the Holy Spirit that God and the Holy Spirit that begins to work in your life. And it's God who overshadows you and takes over your life. And now the work that needs to be done in your life, whether it's academic, whether it's intellectual, whether it's a job promotion, whatever it may be, it's God that moves in your life that makes it right. If you want your marriage to be right, if you want your relationships to be right, if you want your finances to be right in 2011, you want to come and give praise and honor to God. You want to praise him with your mouth. You want to praise him with your feet. That means feet get up. That means feet walk down this aisle and praise. If that's you, I want you to come. Come on, Joe. If that's you, I want you to come.
To my desk with quivering lips. The lesson given was done. Dear teacher, I want a new leaf, for as you can see, I've spoiled this old one. So I took the old leaf, stained and blotted, and I gave him a new one, all unspotted. And then, looking into his sad eyes, smiled, "Do better now, my child. Come to the throne with quivering souls. The year given is done. Dear God, thank you for this new year. For as you can see, I've spoiled this old one." So God takes this old year, stained and blotted, and he gives us all a new one, all unspotted. And he looks into our sad eyes, smile, and say, "Do better now, my child." Oh, Lord God, we have done wickedly.
Yes.
We have not hearkened unto the voice of the prophets. We, even when knowing the right, deliberately choose to do the wrong. But we know, Heavenly Father, we know the God that we serve, that you are full of mercy, full of grace, full of truth, and you are the God of a second and a third chance. You're a God that is willing that anytime we want to say we are ready to turn around, you will say, "Come on, let's start over." We want to thank you for this first day of the new year, a brand new year.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Oh, God, you have shown yourself a God of mercy.
Yes.
You have shown yourself a God of goodness. Everything that we have, had, did, everything that we can claim, Lord, has come from your great throne.
Yes.
You have sustained us, kept us healthy, yes, kept us in our right minds. And today we come to the foot of your throne and we say, Heavenly Father, we want to recommit our lives to you.
Yes.
Oh, Heavenly Father, but our words in the past have always been that we'll recommit ourselves to you. And in 2010, Lord, we still struggle with some of the old things. We ask, Heavenly Father, that today would be different. Oh, Heavenly Father, that you would send down your Holy Spirit today and make 2011 different, Heavenly Father. Lord, we can't do it for ourselves. We have promised before. We have committed before. But we prayed, Lord, that this day would be different.
Yes.
Oh, Heavenly Father, send your Spirit that it would reside in our deep recesses of our minds, in the place where thinking and practice tries to make a division. We pray that your Holy Spirit will come and say, this is the way. Walk ye in it. And when we go, Lord, give us strength on a daily basis. Oh, Heavenly Father, there are some here who are struggling with some kind of addiction. It might not be chemical, but it might be sexual or mental. Oh, Heavenly Father, you are the bondage breaker.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, that you would break habits today.
Yes.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we know that Jesus is coming, and we want to be ready for his coming. You need to teach us how, Heavenly Father. You need to teach us how. You need to teach us to be happy and teach us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, Heavenly Father, there are those here who have never come to this church before. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would follow them as they go home. Speak to their minds and let their hearts burn within them, that they would say, we have met with Jesus today.
Yes.
And we need to come back to the same place we were last week. Oh, Heavenly Father, our tongues run short to sing your praise. So we ask, Heavenly Father, that you would take these simple groanings in our spirit that hasn't materialized into words, that you would take them and accept them as tokens of our gratitude and of what we want to be. And when we come back at the end of 2011, we would look back and say, the Lord has been with us.
Yes, yes.
And if it had not been for the Lord on my side,
yes,
then where would I have been? Where would I have been? Oh, Heavenly Father, there's a couple that got married this week. And there are several of us who have been married and we struggle. We struggle with relationships because of things that are past and because of what we have done. Oh, Heavenly Father, would you come down today and make that family different? Oh, Heavenly Father, would you come into that husband's mind, Heavenly Father? Teach him gentleness. Teach him when it's time to stand up and when it's time to stand down. Oh, Heavenly Father, may you always bless his hands, that his cupboard will never be out of food. That that child and those children will always have enough to eat and to give to others who come that way. And teach the wife, Heavenly Father, teach her modern submission that comes with a hand that helps, with an aggression that provides, and yet that shows respect to the husband. Oh, Heavenly Father, only you can do those things. We read them in books, but you just have to make them real to us,
yes,
Heavenly Father. And those of us who have been married before, we pray that you would grant us those similar blessings so that we would all look up and say, we serve a great God. Hear our prayers, Lord. Not because of the multitude of our words, but because we are so much in need of you. We need to hear from you, not Dr. Phil, not Oprah Winfrey, Lord. We need to hear from you.
Yes.
And we need to feel these things, that which is written on the page will now find recesses in our muscles, that we might walk and talk these things, that people would know that we worship a God that gives us strength to keep upright. Oh, Heavenly Father, forgive. Oh, Heavenly Father, have mercy. Oh, Heavenly Father, give us the strength that we will live for you. For we ask these things in your most holy name. Accept our dedication.
Yes.
In Jesus' most holy name. Amen.
Good afternoon to the people of God. I didn't hear a response. Good afternoon to God's people.
Good afternoon.
Thank you, that's better. It's time for the offering. Several things happened last year. Some of us traveled overseas. Some may have just traveled to different states. Some of us may just have traveled back and forth from our jobs to school, wherever. Some of us passed classes, graduated, went on to college. Some people even lost their homes. They still have a roof over their head, though. Some people brought new lives into this world. Beautiful babies, beautiful children, without complications, no deformities. Isn't God good? Some of us were at the point of breaking down because of the pressures of life, but we made it through.
Amen.
Some of us got promotions on the job. Some of us lost jobs, but some of us gained a job. We got jobs. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God has been good to us, and he continues to be good to us.
Yes, he does.
There is absolutely nothing that you have done that could have earned you this privilege to be here today sitting in church. In case you don't know that, absolutely nothing on your part. Because you went to bed and you didn't know how you were getting up. But you woke up anyway. And we take it for granted. Some of us sit in the congregation and there's no way to participate but sitting and maybe singing. Today is the first day of the year. Pastor Richardson mentioned, leave the past behind.
Amen.
Let's start afresh.
Amen.
You may not have given the way you wanted to give last year, but today is a new day.
Amen?
Amen? It's a new day. It's a new beginning. And thank God it's the Sabbath. It starts on the Sabbath. It's your opportunity today. Everybody has an opportunity, old or young, to give back to the Lord. By the way, it's his anyway. As you dig deep down in your pockets, just contemplate on the blessings you've had over the years. Some of you have lived 60, maybe 70, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, all the way down to 0 years. So there's something to give God thanks for. As the deacons come forward, let's contemplate on the goodness of God and what he's done for us and what he promises to do in the future. Will the deacons come forward and let's bow our heads for prayer. Gracious Father in heaven, you own everything in this world, but we just want to thank you for your goodness. We want to thank you for your mercies towards us. Even though, Lord, we do not deserve a bit of it, you're still merciful. You're still gracious. You're still kind and you're still loving to us. We thank you, Lord. As we prepare our hearts to give back a portion to you for your work, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you may bless us. I pray that you may bless whatever is collected today, that it may spread the gospel throughout the world, and men and women who need to hear about you may come to know you in truth. Bless us, dear Father, and continue to bless us for the remaining portion of this service. We ask in your Son's holy name. Amen. If you don't have a tithe envelope, just raise your hands and the deacons will give one to you. And remember, anything that's intended for Imani needs to be in an envelope marked Imani. Thank you.
Yeah.
right, all right. I know you've already given your offering. If you have not, this is your opportunity as well. As we ask the deacons to come back one more time, we're asking for those of us to pick up a, this is over and beyond what you've already given to the church, but we're going to ask you to give a special offering. Maybe it's $10, maybe it's $20, maybe it's $100. We want to give you an offering that we can bless the music ministry budget so we can continue to support the musicians that you have, we have. So I'm going to ask the deacons to come back one more time. If you have not already given it, some of us has already given it in the first offering, but if you did not give it in the first offering, write on the envelope either M for McGlover or for R for Richardson. All right? God bless you. Don't forget us now. Run that song back again in the midnight hour. I love it. Around and around and around and around. Come on. Come on now. Let's turn it around.
It's gonna work in your favor.
Come on.
Late in the midnight hour. That's gonna turn it around.
It's gonna turn it around.
It's gonna work in your favor.
Somebody help me say.
Late in the midnight hour. That's gonna turn it around. It's gonna work in your favor. Late in the midnight hour.
Wants to do some powerful things in your life, so I want you to be blessed and blessed and blessed. I want to invite, I know as I saw Dominique walk in and the family, the Darby family. Amen, somebody?
Amen.
Amen, somebody. We just love the Darby family. Amen, amen. Want to invite now, we're so blessed as we prepare at this time for a wonderful service, a service by which we, thank you, by which we dedicate to God two children, Kristen, Adrian,
as we baptize the, excuse me, not baptize, but dedicate. They do need to be baptized a little later. But as we dedicate, I'm going to invite the elders at this time to come forward. And I want to invite you all to come down. I want to, at this time, invite the parents and the families of Kristen and Adrian to come down at this time as we prepare to dedicate their children to God. Won't you come? The family members can come down and stand and support. And from what I recall, we're going to do this together. So come on down, Kristen and Adrian. Come on down, the Darby family, the Banks family. Amen, amen. Two wonderful families reunited. I tell you, I've had the privilege. We're going to squeeze in. I've had the privilege to be able to pastor the mamas and the grandmama and the daddy. I'm so blessed to be able to do that. I hate to turn my back to you all, but I will turn it just momentarily. Will you guys forgive me? I hate to turn. Will you forgive me? Amen, amen. But I want to address the families. The Lord has blessed and has blessed these families tremendously. And for me to be able to be honored to be able to do this is very moving and powerful for me. When I arrived at this church years ago, Sister Banks, one of my elders of the church and a single mother, and as I saw her raise her daughters and her sons and with passion and spirituality, what a wonderful and kind woman. As I saw Tammy, a single mother, raise her children, her daughters and her son, and even spend time with her father, I saw two women who are committed, first of all, to God, but to her families and to their families. And so I'm honored and privileged to be able to dedicate these children to God because they come from good stock. You all are mighty quiet. They come from good stock. I've watched these young ladies and these young men. I've watched them grow and develop. And now God is calling you, Dominique and Gabby and Bond and Janelle, my fish and ice cream. That's her favorite food, you know. That tells you I know her. As they call Kristen and here and Adrian, God is just blessing them in a very, very powerful way. I want to charge you this morning. As you look around, you see these two families and these large families. I want to charge you all, first of all, to the families that are surrounding these children. I want to charge you all to be the example that God has called you to be. Because you may think that your presence is meaningless, but it's not. It's significant. Every move that you make, every facial expression that you have, the attitude that you have with these children, will frame their lives. I'm reading a book now. It's called The Bond of Brothers. Bond. Not band, but bond of brothers. And it talks about men, because as you know, ladies, men speak headlines and women speak fine print. You already know that, right? You already know that. And because of that, sometimes it's very difficult as men to say the things that we need to be saying to our wives, to our girlfriends, to our daughters, and to our sons. it's very difficult. Sometimes we try to act as if, you know, we're hard, you know. And so we don't get across sometimes the things that we need to say. And so it's going to be up to you all that you will encourage these men, ladies, that are standing around you to be the men that God have called them to be, to pour into these children, being honest and be transparent. And that's not easy, you know, because we all have a face that you know, that only certain people can see. You know, we have our own different faces. And so it's difficult to be transparent. So I want to encourage you all as a family to be transparent. I want to encourage you all. Yes, you are the community. Yes, it takes a village. Yes, it takes you to support these children, your grandchildren, your niece, nephew, your cousin, whom, whatever relationship it is. It is up to you to be the example and to help that person. Now to the parents. Young parents at that. I want to invite you to step just a little closer. Step away from the crowd. There you go. See, this is the crowd. Look around. They're your family, but they still a little bit of the crowd. You understand? You have to, as parents, you have a higher responsibility. God has called you to be the man of this house. You understand that, don't you? Do you understand your responsibility? You can't take it lightly. Because the example that you have to your children is significant. Yes, the things that you say, the things that you do, they're watching always. Their eyes are fixed on you. So you've got to make a decision. Right now, what kind of men are you going to be? Here. What kind of fathers are you going to be? Because just because you have a child doesn't make you a father. So now you need to be the father that God has called you to be. Number one, you got to always put God first. Number two, it is your responsibility as men to make sure that your children have every opportunity to get to know Jesus. There should never be a time that you keep them from the house of God. Never. It is your responsibility because these are your children. Number three, you need to be supportive of the people in your life. And I'm talking about those that are standing next to you. Whether you're married or not married or looking to get married, whatever it may be, it's your responsibility to make sure that you're keeping this family intact. A husband means, or a house band, that is someone who the Lord puts to have a band around the house to keep it tight. So that's your responsibility. Dominique, when you get to that point, you guys say, I do, wherever the Lord, that's going to be your responsibility. So you have to make sure. You have to make sure that what you saw, I want you to hear this now. What you saw and what you know, that you saw your parents go through as a single parent, you don't allow that in that home. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? I want you to understand what I'm saying to you. Be what God has called you to be. Now, as the ladies, Janelle and Gabby, and I tell you, God has called you at this point to be mothers, and which is an awesome, awesome responsibility. You notice in the Bible, when God speaks of love, it just comes off the falls off the tongue of a woman for as it relates to a woman. He never says women in the Bible love your husbands. You notice that? He never says that. Because love comes very easy for women. It's very difficult sometimes for us to be the men that we need to be. But very easy. But God has called you to not just be an average mother. Because average just won't do. God has called you to be excellent. He wants you to always hover at the level of excellence. He's just walking around. He's getting a little time. It's all right, bro. I'm almost there, man. Thank you for standing. You look so good in your suit, too, man. You look so good. But that's what God has called you, to be an excellent mother. A mother who is going to be there for her children. A mother's going to show them the love of God. So I encourage you all today. I encourage you in the Lord. I encourage every family member that's standing here. I encourage you in the Lord. I want you to renew your relationships with your spouses. Renew your relationship with your children, those that are standing around, with your parents. Renew that relationship, because you can't be what they need for you to be if your relationships aren't right. Huh? So I want to encourage you all to restore and renew that relationship. And then now, as we present these children, I'm going to ask the two elders, Pastor Drummond and Pastor Elder Eximenes, to come forward. I'm going to ask you to take in your hands these children as we dedicate these children to God. Kristen, Adrian, as we dedicate these children to God. Look at that. Oh, I forgot one thing. Your responsibility. Oh, you almost thought I forgot, huh? Oh, I did, but I came back. Lord is good. You all have a responsibility. Each and every one of you all. Because as you see these children, you have to be involved in their lives. You have to be encouraging in your life. I want to commit and suggest to each and every one of you all that you need to be what God has called you to be. If you're committed to being a part of these children's lives and to raise them and encourage them in the Lord, I want you just to raise your hand and signify that, yes, I am going to be a part of this family as well. Now, to Adrian and Kristen, I know you can't understand now. Well, you do, because the Lord is moving it through. They understand. Look at them. Nice. I want you to know that God, we're asking for a fresh anointing from God on their lives. So I'm going to, Sandra, I'm going to lay my hands on them. If you just hold the mic, and I'm going to pray over them right now. Master family, just come around just a little closer. Just a little closer. It's all right. We don't bite. Our Father and our God, first Sabbath of the year, 2011. Lord, we dedicate Adrian and Kristen to you, O God. These are your children. Yes, I know that these young people, God, are keeping them and watching over them and babysitting them for a time. But these are your children. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you'll help them to grow and to be strong in the Lord. I pray, oh God, that you will help them to develop physically. I pray that you will help them to develop emotionally. I pray, oh God, that you help them to develop spiritually and socially. Lord, I pray, oh God, that as a family that we will lift these children up in such a way, oh God, that they will have a positive life. Oh God, and that any negativity that may come, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will create a door, a boundary, a hedge, that these children will be safe from the enemy.
I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you will pour your anointing and blessings upon the lives of these children and upon the lives of these parents, oh God. I pray, oh God, that, Lord, you will bless these families like you have never blessed them before. And, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that most of all, that when you shall come in the clouds of glory, that you will take this family home to live with you forevermore. That on this day, that you will put several lines in the book of life with their names on it. And Lord, we all want to be there as we tell the story, how we made it over. Thank you, oh God, for your love. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus. Thank you for these children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I need you, you need me, we're all a part of God's body, stand with me,
agree.
Peace.
It's time for the reading of the scripture. I am going to ask everyone to stand in reverence to the Holy Word. And it's taken from Acts chapter 4, the book of Acts chapter 4, reading from verse 7 through 17, and we're going to read responsively. Verse 7 through 10. It's Acts chapter 4. If you don't have a Bible, share with somebody so you can see and follow the word. Acts chapter 4, reading from verse 7 through 10. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" If we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated. Thank you.